Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
9:41, 19 till 10. Speaking of the Odyssey app, Tan Trung joins us now, WWO multimedia journalist, a man whom I greatly respect for his ability and his talent. How you doing, Tan?
Tommy, I'm doing well, and I guess I'm associated with the Odyssey app now, huh?
I think you should be. I believe that's how you get your stuff, right?
You can get my podcast on Odyssey and the app. We're also on all the major platforms for podcasts as well, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, so on and so forth, yeah.
Tom, look, I'm just trying to be a good soldier.
I'm happy to be with Odyssey, for
there
sure.
All right, good. I'm just trying to be a good soldier. It's all I'm trying to do. You know me. Let's see. Uber's been operating New Orleans for several years, right? So you're dedicating a podcast to it this week?
I am, and I thought that I've seen United Cab and several other cabs around the area, and I thought to myself, it's like, how are they doing it? Because Uber has just penetrated and really dominated the market here, but also internationally as well. I mean, they're a huge corporation. And I just wanted to figure out and wanted to see, like, how are these cabs still running? Mm-hmm. And especially in an old school city like New Orleans, I mean, we like to hold on to traditions. I can't think of anything more old school than taking a taxi in the age of Uber. So I wanted to take a look at, you know, what it is and what they're doing at United Cab, especially, and how they're functioning. And right now, they're just really holding on, Tommy.
I would imagine so. And, you know, you see different cabs on the street, and I often wonder, are they affiliated with one company or not? This podcast deals with just United Cab, right?
It does, and I think that because of their history, and I think that people of a certain age in New Orleans could probably rattle off the phone number for United Cab because it was such a dominant and such a pervasive cab company. And, you know, as soon as I put up the link to my podcast on Facebook this morning, I had a couple of people say, you know, United was very shady, and they used to run a lot of just shady deals and inflated kind of prices at the airport, so on and so forth. And some of that is probably true, but I think that when you're taking a look at what Uber is doing as well, nothing is going to be perfect. And I think if pricing is the king when it comes to customer service, then you might want to take a listen to the podcast because the idea of Uber being cheaper than taxis probably isn't true depending on, you know, the time and situations. But when it comes to just pricing, you know, sure, people have had issues with taxis and cabs in the past, but right now, if you want to take a look at what's happening with Uber versus taxis, it's definitely not a fair playing field, but I think because we're leaning on our cell phones and our smartphones so much, you know, it might be that the days of the taxis that we've known are probably gone, but United Cab is holding on. They want to last until, at least according to the general manager, until 2038, which is when United Cab would actually turn 100. So they've been here for 85 years, and that's a long time. And I wanted to take a look at, you know, how a company that's lasted so long is still in the game right now.
So they see, Tan, the light at the end of the tunnel, if you will, but, well, I shouldn't say that, but just the opposite, I guess. They see the light darkening at the end of the tunnel, maybe it'd be a more appropriate phrase?
I think you put it very well there, Tommy. It's the tunnel is definitely collapsing. Around them, and they're realistic about it. But when you listen to what they're doing and who their customers are, and that's what I wanted to get at too, is who are the customers that are taking taxis right now? And a lot of them are people that don't have access to smartphones, they don't have access to apps, and that's your older crowd. Those are the people that have to get to appointments at the hospital, cancer patients. The general manager shared a card that he was sent. That was sent to him after a recent trip to the hospital. It was from a cancer patient, and this said, you know, thank you for what you've done. You got me on time to the hospital, and these are treatments that I need. And, you know, the lady that was with us in the interview, she's been with the company for 30 plus years. She said, look, Uber's not in a rush to pick up those people, you know, and I hate to use this term, but this is what they use. They said, we're right now picking up the leftovers, the people who are not being, you know, serviced, and the people who are not on the radars of corporations like Uber. And to be fair, Uber, people who do Uber and Lyft, it does provide a living for them. But I wanted to take more of a focused look at, you know, what is happening to the taxi cab industry, because it's been such a part of the fabric of New Orleans for a long time.
I can't think of taxis without thinking about New York. And I'm just wondering if at any point, do you delve into it nationwide?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is happening nationwide now. And I think that if you take a look at markets like New York, and yes, of course, you know, I think our old stereotype and our old image of the cabbies are the folks that, you know, had a cigarette in the mouth and they had a New York accent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, down here, they got a Yad accent. But as you're taking a look across the nation, taxi cabs are being phased out. And I think that a place like New Orleans, which has had such a long history with taxi cab companies like United, in Jefferson Parish, you have, you know, taxi cabs, companies like Metri, Metri Cab. They're a family-owned business. It's a very small business. They're run out of a home office. These people are just trying to make it. But I think, you know, across the country, taxis are being phased out. And, you know, is that a good thing? I'll leave that up to the people who are using Ubers and taxis or taxis right now. And increasingly, people in what they're demanding and what they're providing in terms of their money and shelling out their money, it's with ride shares because of the convenience. But, you know, I think anybody that's used Uber or Lyft during the surge times, during Mardi Gras, during Jazz Fest, any of the times when it's really crowded in the city, and you're paying, you know, $45, you know, $60 to go 2 miles, you might want to reconsider where you're putting your money.
Somebody texted in, like, three different people, and they're reading my mind because I'm thinking, well, universally, the difference is that, as I understand the way it works, the only thing Uber's done is done away with the dispatcher, so you would think that the cabs would somehow somebody would develop a taxi app where it would, in essence, be the same thing as Uber, except it would be an automatic dispatcher for United Cabs. Does that make sense or not? Do you go into that?
It does, but I think that's too simplistic. And I, you know, and again, I'll be the first.
Well,
to
I'm a simple guy, Tom.
Yeah, I'm not an expert in the taxi industry. From what I understand and from what I learned from United Cab, they actually do have an app. So United actually partnered with an app called Curb, and it provides the same thing in essence, you know, that you can hail a cab and then you can take a look at where it is in the status of when it's going to pick you up, so on and so forth. But the regulations in the city are different, and I'm just speaking just for the city of New Orleans. The city of New Orleans heavily regulates the taxi cab industry, so there's restrictions and regulations on how much headroom you have to have in a vehicle, what you can charge, where you can go, what the rates are there, and it's all printed on the cab, physically on the cab itself. When you get in an Uber or a Lyft, and I'll ask anybody out there, it's like, when's the last time you saw any regulations posted? Mm-hmm. What are the rates there? You see them on your phone, and yes, you that's what you're dealing with. So that is my rate, and that's the convenience people enjoy. But United Cab, from what they're telling me, is that they'll charge $36 to get to the airport from Orleans Parish to the airport. That might be a different case for Uber. Sometimes it might be $80 from the airport to downtown. Now, who's regulating Uber? The city isn't. You know, those rates aren't. But, you know, with the dispatchers, they kept on a dispatcher, but the calls, and here's a sign of the times, they had to do away with the operators because they don't have the size of the fleet that they used to have. They used to have about 447 cabs before Uber, and that was around 2015, 2012. Then after Uber, they have about 227 now, so it's cut in half. You know, and I'm surprised that they have 200-plus taxis. That's, you know, that sounds like a lot, but they've been cut in half, and now there's nobody physically in New Orleans anymore taking the calls that go into United. they've actually had to outsource that to a call center. So that's a sign of the times. You know, you think of a dispatcher and an operator at a taxi cab stand or a office, that's no longer there.
Where is the where do the calls go? Do you know?
It's a call center. They didn't tell me, but I mean, I'd
be interesting
that it's outsourced now.
If you were calling the Philippines to get a cab, you know, it'd just be weird if that's the case.
It is the case, but you know, now you're also dealing with Uber, where you know you're just dealing with an international company as mm-hmm. well. I mean, it's based in San Francisco, but it's got an international footprint. And what the United Cab was telling me, it's like, you know, this is when you're dialing up or when you're calling up an Uber, you don't care where it's coming from. You just care that it's coming.
He
says, look, we can't afford to have an operator anymore. And this is all digital media. It's like we get the calls digitally and then we send it to our drivers.
I can tell you, Ton, from the way the texts are pouring in, you've touched a nerve here. Or you've hit a nerve with this, not necessarily in an offensive way, but something that people are interested in. Did they ever, did you at any point ask them, or did they talk about losing drivers to Uber and Lyft?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know if they've necessarily lost drivers to Uber or Lyft, but they've lost drivers in general, because some of them, the old school cabbies, couldn't keep up with the technology. And to be fair, in fairness to all of this, I mean, there's a portion of the podcast that I dedicate to the disappointments that people have had in taxis. Mm-hmm. There was one person who posted a review on Yelp, and that's how a lot of businesses operate nowadays, is on the viability of their reviews. The Yelp review said, look, I used to always support United all the time, and I gave them so many chances, and every time I called for a cab, they never showed up, or they were late, and Uber always came through. And he was the one that said, I grew up with United. I remember their phone number from memory. But now they're just an utter letdown. So some of these wounds are self-inflicted, but if you take a look at just how the landscape is, there's very little regulation on Uber and a ton of regulation on traditional cabs. And if you want to talk about a fair playing field, I don't think that's necessarily fair, but life isn't fair. But, you know, as we're going now, Uber and Lyft are the norm, and that's where we go to. But the story more is about, you know, how does this old company stay viable? And I think that if there was a po' boy stand that stood for 85 years and was going out of business, we'd be like, what's going on? I think that, you know, sometimes we should take a look at the same thing with the taxi cab industry and other industries as well.
Somebody texted in, is interesting, Ton, cabs v. Uber, same as hotels v. Airbnb?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look at what happened when Airbnb came into the market. And hotels and people who used to rent and just by themselves their property, look what it's done to the market. You know, is it necessarily better or worse? I'm not here to judge that, but I would say that the landscape has shifted tremendously towards the digital age, where everything is on convenience and or inconvenience in line and online for people to do everything on their phones. And that's where you got to be.
I am telling you, the texts are pouring in. The phone lines are jammed with people wanting to talk about this. So you have definitely, found something of intense interest to people. I'm telling you, this is going to be big. Tell me where people can find it again.
They can find it on the Odyssey app, but they can also find the Ton Report. That's THANH on all the major podcast platforms. That's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, so on and so forth. And you can also find it at WWL.com.
All right, you go see. This is going to generate a lot of noise, I guarantee you. Thank you, sir. Ton Trung, WWL multimedia journalist. And I'm not a fan of Uber or Lyft, but I wasn't a fan of taxis either. So it is an interesting business model, though, because what they've taken, the first time I heard about Uber and Lyft, it's like, so wait, what you're telling me is it's going to be a cab, but you're going to provide the vehicle and you're going to maintain it and everything else, and I'm going to take a chunk of what you make. But apparently it's working. 954 back in a flash, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bay Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.